Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim along with you on this Halloween. How about that? The last day of October.
It's here.
Kind of scary.
Trick or treat.
All right. So we're going to tell you about some Halloween things today on the program and more. And it's brought to you in part by the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. VisitValentine.org is where you need to go to find out all about Cherry County. Well, at least about 50 things to do and more. If you're planning next summer's adventure with your family and a little getaway, check it out. VisitValentine.org. We'd love to have you here in Cherry County, Nebraska.
And you know, of course, that Tri-State Livestock News is a commercial cattleman's publication. But are you getting yours delivered to your house yet? You got to get that done, folks. They have online the latest stories, sales reports, updates, and that's where you go to subscribe. And they've got everything that you're looking for to stay current in the agriculture world. Make sure you check them out, tsln.com.
All right, so the other day you gave a little list of some of the top Halloween-type songs, and I was going to give you, how about some of the top Halloween movies? You want to take a guess on what the number one Halloween movie is according to this report?
The horror picture show? I can't think
no,
of
it. No, the Rocky Mountain, or Rocky, whatever that is.
Yeah, yeah.
No, Hocus Pocus.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, isn't that?
Yeah, I love it.
And that was, of course, goes back to 1993.
Does it really? Oh, my goodness.
Halloween, all those movies about Halloween, 1978 is where that one originated. The Nightmare Before Christmas, that's one of those Chris Burton things anyway, 1993 as well. Halloween Town in 1998 is number four. Trick or Treat from 2007 is number five. The Addams Family, remember that?
Indeed.
Got the clicking sound?
Oh, very good, yes.
Yeah. Anyway, that is number six. Casper, The Friendly Ghost is number seven. Number eight is Beetlejuice, which I never did understand. That original came out in 1988, by the way. Monster House in 2006 was the number nine. And number 10 is When Good Ghouls Go Bad. Christopher Lloyd.
I don't think I've heard of that. Yeah. Have you heard of that?
No, I haven't either. But anyway, those are some of the top 10 according to this list. You know, about a week ago or so, our sister-in-law, Jean Burge, here in Valentine, posted something on Facebook I thought was funny that said, from here on out, any cobwebs are now Halloween decorations.
I liked that. That's right. So I like her approach. She has a very good approach.
That's right. What do you have to share today?
Well, I've got a couple of the two-sentence horror stories.
Oh, yeah. We better get a couple of those in.
Yeah. You got to have a little bit of a dose of them anyway. I love to turn up my favorite songs and sing along. It drowns out the screaming in the root cellar.
Ew. No.
My family can all remember their past lives. So one day I told my son I was a girl who was murdered. He grinned and responded, "What are the odds we'd meet again?"
Ooh, good comeback. Wow.
Oh, on the monitor, I can see my husband's cheeky face slowly creeping up to the security cam in an attempt to scare me. I'd laugh, but then I see his torso, arms, and legs all separated on the ground in the background.
That sounds really creepy.
Oh, I know it. I know it. Gross. Here's another one. I finished my final perfect pirouette to thunderous applause. If only I could speak and tell the little girl who owned my music box of the living hell I was trapped in.
I don't know where people come up with these twisted ideas.
I know it. I know it. It's awful. Being buried alive was bad enough. Realizing I wasn't alone in my own grave was worse.
I think we better switch gears from Halloween and short horror stories.
I think we better, too. Oh, my goodness. They are horror stories. Okay, how's this sound? Dad came home from work with a huge box of chocolates. As the kids gathered around competing for the candy, Dad said, "Wait, I think those chocolates should go to the person who always does what Mom says and never, never talks back to her." The kids wailed in disappointment. "Not fair, Dad. You know that's you." Oh, trust is the glue of life. It's the most essential ingredient in effective communication. It's a foundational principle that holds all relationships. Stephen Covey said that. And if you remember, Stephen Covey is the one that made the planners.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, folks, if you have something to share now that we're going to be past Halloween here after a bit, start sending us those fall stories and maybe some Thanksgiving stories for us. So send those to KimHBurge@gmail.com and keep listening to The Good Stuff.